my worldly possessions debts, for which I apologize to my estranged wife, Tessa. I also apologize in advance for any trouble I might cause by this act. Signed, Adam Montague.
Max, which is lot 93.
Dear old dear.
Female figure, oil on canvas, 58 inches by 36.
All an auction of unknown contemporary art proves is why it was unknown in the first
the
place.
The bidding will start at £25.
And that's too much. Where's the Hockney of tomorrow, the struggling hopeful whom the notoriously capricious art world will raise to superstardom? Our critic, Graham Nutley, reports. Oh, where's my 400 words?
15.
How many lots are left?
75.
Got to come across a masterpiece.
100.
By 7:30 at the latest.
200, 300.
And this back certainly isn't it.
400, 500, 600, 750,
pounds. Oh, no, wait a minute.
1,000, 1,250 at the far wall. 1,500.
I can't understand it, but...
2,000, 2,500, 3,000...
It has got a certain, I don't know, je ne sais quoi.
4,000...
Where's my pencil?
£5,000.
While the style is definitely...
6,000 at the back.
Containing as it does brushwork that's so...
7,000...
Yes, yes, and a conception, an execution, an overall effect...
£8,000.
That's nothing less than...
8,500...
In short...
Any more bids, ladies and gentlemen?
Who is this man, Bax? We must hear more of him.
Lot 93 sold for £8,500.
Oh, evening, Adam. What are you doing? Committing suicide?
What? No. Robert.
You are only supposed to take two. That's a whole glass full.
My hand's flipped.
Yeah, well, put it down. Here. You don't need aspirins anyway. You need fresh air. We are going out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I put these on. You have been cooped up in here for over a month, doing nothing, mouldering away.
But I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're trying to get over Tessa, and you're not succeeding.
Shirt over the top.
Oh, but Robert...
So, what you need is a good night out on the tiles, and nothing's going to stand in the way of me taking you. Least of all you.
But I...
Trousers on the bottom. Oh, what a tip in here, really. Let's open a window at least.
But I just don't feel...
Shoes next. Now, it's my treat. I am the one who gave in to the establishment and took up gainful employment. Oh, it's a great view from here. You can see the curl on the buffet sandwiches.
What?
Don't eat them!
What?
I said, with this racket, it's no wonder you've got a headache. Come on. All set. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Hello, yes, Constantine speaking, yes.
Graham Nutley here, the critic. No doubt you've heard of me. I understand you're the exclusive dealer for an artist named Adam Bax.
Well, exclusive I wouldn't say. I would say theoretical.
I'm not with you.
He's not with me anymore. In fact, he's not painting anymore. You're writing an article?
Yes.
In that case, I insist you come along and see the most exciting, the most beautiful exhibition of German post-expressionist watercolors ever to appear in the West
an
End of
London. An article about Adam Bax.
About Bax? Did he rob a bank?
Have you got an address for him?
Maybe an old one, I don't know. The last I see of him, he walks out the door with his arms full of unsold canvases. Bax. I mean, I was pushing him for a while, but if ever there was a no-hoper... Bax. I hear he was giving paintings away to pay the rent.
One of which turned up at auction today.
Really? Ah, Bax, here we are.
And fetched nearly £9,000.
Uh-huh, got a pen ready... How much?
9,000. Just one of those things. An artist, a style, suddenly comes into fashion for no apparent reason and... Hello? Mr. Constantine? Are you all right?
All right? How can I be all right? You know what German post-expressionist watercolors are doing at the moment. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I've got walls and walls of them. And Bax, after years of cluttering up the place... Listen, I don't object to the public not knowing about art and knowing what it likes. If only it wouldn't decide what it likes exactly when you haven't got any in the shop. It's just not fair. It's just not
Mr.
just...
Constantine?
Yes.
Bax's old address,
what?
Please.
Yes, okay. But look, one thing. You get hold of him, you tell him to get painting, quick.
Ah! Not a bad place, eh?
Oh, magic.
Sometimes bring a class of students over to do life drawing. One of the go-go dancers sits for us. Two pints better, please.
Right.
Feeling better? Cheering up?
I'm nearly 50. I've been painting for the last 30 years. I've achieved nothing, made nothing, totally wasted. Mm-hmm. My marriage has failed. I have no prospect of anything better.
Yeah, and two whiskey chasers as well, please.
Coming up, squad.
Now, what's the point of it all?
Yeah, thanks. Here, drink this.
No point.
Well, drink what's left of it. Anyway.
I should have had a proper job. I could have had a decent life. I could have had a car, a house.
But you wouldn't have produced any work.
So what? So who'd be the poorer?
But you're good. You know you are. I know you are. Adam, I may only be a college teacher moonlighting on covers for Mills and
Boone. Only dead artists are allowed to make a living.
Okay, let's not get maudlin. This is supposed to be a spree. You're supposed to be cheering up. Hey, look. There's one of my students over there on her own. Susan Halliwell, really nice. You'll like her.
I won't.
You will. Come on. I'll get more drinks and we'll go over. Let there be wine, women, and... When are you going to do that?
In the summer. I hope I get all the way around France and come back when I'm weighed down with sketchbooks. Is he all right?
Who?
He's had his head on the table for the last half hour.
Probably just inspecting the grain.
It's for my
care. No, the whiskey. Adam.
Go away.
Oh, be nice to him.
He's not awfully responsive. Well,
try, please. Adam.
Go away.
Just time for one more. Back in a second.
Oh. Well,
remind me of... somebody.
Do I?
She was a student when I met her. I was teaching to make money. She was like you to begin with, for a long time.
And what happened?
She just wanted what everybody wants in the end, a better life. It's natural, but I've got to go.
Wait a moment.
No. I have got to go home. Tell Robert. Well, it doesn't matter. I must get back.
Mr. Barrett.
The gents is that way.
He had to go home.
Well, I better give him a lift. Just time to drink this. Do you want his?
No, thanks.
Right, waste not, want not. That's funny. That speedo thing's not working.
That's the clock.
Hmm? Oh, is that the time? I shouldn't be driving. It's much too late. Listen, I'm sorry. Were they red?
Bright red.
No, pushing you together with Susan, I'm stupid. Just trying to help, but... You know, the problem is, what you've got, there's no cure, you know that? Talent, that's what you've got. Fatal. Rembrandt had talent, and look what happened to him.
What?
He died. Ah, this looks familiar.
It's where I live.
Oh, yes. Oh, put head on your beer. Now, listen, Adam.
Look, I can't get up. Mm?
Oh, child's lock.
I'll use the window.
Right. Just one thing, though, while I remember... About that glass full of aspirins, when I came... Oh, wait a minute, wait. You've got your foot caught in the seatbelt. There you go. I didn't throw them away, did I? The aspirins. I mean, you weren't going to... You wouldn't do anything drastic, would you?
Good night, Robert.
Good night, Adam.
I don't remember going up the stairs... Though I remember what I was thinking. I don't remember going into the studio, though I remember the glass still there. And I don't remember anything else, except the dark and light of the room as the trains went past and disappeared. And then that seemed to fade.
And if there's someone here that says he's somewhere else, that's it for the night. Hello? Oh, anybody in?
I'm looking for Mr. What's this? Last will and testament of Adam. Good God! Oh, and there's someone over there. Bax! Bax, what's happened?
Yes,
you're asleep.
Of course I'm not. Wouldn't be talking to you if I was. Now then, there was something I was going to do.
Are you all right?
Who are you?
Graham Nutley, art critic.
What's
of...
What's that you're waving about?
It's the early edition. You're in it. What? Or at least one of your paintings is. What? Look.
Sold for previously unknown major new talent. I've just remembered what I was going to do. I must have done it.
He's raving.
No. Glass is still there. Tablets are still there.
Are you sure you're all right?
Am I sure I'm all right? I must be all right. I'm better than all right. I'm a major new talent. That's what I am. Pass me that glass, would you?
Well, this one?
After 30 years. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm celebrated. I've made it. Duck!
Left. No, that's enough. Now, up. No, down. Up. Up. No, hold it steady.
Sorry, Mr. Fenwick.
Yes. There. Exactly there. That's the place for it.
Very good, Mr. Fenwick.
Yes. Perhaps a little pricey at $8,500, but a delight to the eye. Tessa, morning.
Shall I affix it, Mr. Fenwick?
Yes, yes, do get on with it. I want everyone to see the latest acquisitions they come in. Have you got the guest list for tonight?
A top pocket, Mr. Fenwick.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, same old facelifts. How one yearns to mix with somebody new. There must be something one could do with the guest list. Any suggestions?
Well, you could stick it...
Pardon?
No, I'm afraid not, Mr. Fenwick.
No. Wait a minute, though. What about a painter?
A painter, Mr. Fenwick?
Painter. Beard, smocks. Oh. Produce the sort of thing you're holding against the wall. Now, put it down, get out and find me a painter for tonight.
Certainly, Mr. Fenwick.
Careful! That's an investment.
I'm not sure if this is coffee, milk, no sugar, or sugar, milk, no coffee.
Now, this is refectory. It'll drive me to change jobs. Have been any more sales?
No, but there's a couple coming up next week. Mm. Should go for about 10,000, I'm told.
Now, by the art critic who appeared by your bed in the dead of night.
Yes, and writes in the paper. Mm. Well, you've seen it. Lively market in my work. Art world at my feet.
Which are still sitting inside the same pair of worn-out desert boots. But haven't you got any paintings at all to sell?
No, I told you. I had to give them all away to get by. Oh. But don't you worry. I'll soon have some new ones rolling out. Say, one a week.
What?
That's an annual income. That would be 10,000 times 52. Well, say 50, so I get a fortnight's holiday, which would amount to...
A lot of money. Except that you haven't actually finished anything yet.
No.
Why not?
Well, it's that model.
Ah.
She's got no, what's the word?
Tits?
No. There's no rapport. Oh, it's not her fault. It's just that when I used to paint...
Oh. Tessa.
The painting was as much hers as mine. She put herself onto the canvas via my brush and the oils.
Mm.
But with this model...
And she's not a very good go-go dancer either.
No, I can imagine. She's got no...
Right. So what are you going to do? No paintings? No capitalising on your popularity? No money?
No, but it'll work out. I'll just have to plug away. Oh.
What?
It's that girl we met in the pub.
What? Susan?
Yeah, she's sitting in the corner pretending not to look at me.
Oh, let's see. How do you know she's pretending? I mean, what would it look like if she just wasn't looking at you?
Well, like that, only less convincing. Come on, it's too embarrassing. Let's go.
Fame may not be going to your wallet, but I think it's going to your head.
Cut off your ear, Vincent.
Eh?
Pick the one that's in the worst condition.
Sorry?
Well, then it wouldn't make so much difference, would it?
What?
You see what I mean? And it might give you some inspiration. Are you not going to do any more?
No, no.
Oh, because I'm due at the pub.
Yes, well, right, get dressed if you want. Come in, it's open.
Mr. Bax?
Not me.
Well, I can see that. Mr. Adam Bax?
Yes?
I have come on behalf of Mr. Sebastian Fenwick to invite you tonight at 8 o'clock to a social gathering.
A social gathering?
A party.
A bash?
A soiree.
A soiree, eh? Food and drink?
Naturally.
I'll be there. And I was.
Mr. Bax, I presume. How charming.
I didn't dress.
No, how quaint. Do come in, come in. May I call you Adam?
I didn't realise it was formal.
Nor is it. Now, let me show you round, and you can meet some of the guests.
You're all in dinner suits.
Because we feel comfortable like that. Come over here. I think this will interest you. It's...
A go-go.
What? Oh, yes, so there is. I'd forgotten all about that. I was going to show you the Degas, but you're right. I do have a small go-gown there. Goodness me.
Degas?
Yes. Yes, now, don't lag behind, or you won't see everything. Next to Degas is Renoir. Next to the Renoir, Syrah. And on the other wall, Manet, Monet, Cézanne, and a couple of Sisleys.
Good grief.
Forgotten about the go-gown. Mr. Bax, Adam.
Yes?
Don't linger in the hall. You'll stop people getting through to the food.
Oh, yes, sorry.
That's it. Now, down here is the library. Pre-Raphaelites. Rossetti, Ford Barrix Brown, Holman Hunt behind the door. On your left is the conservatory. Mainly contemporary. Gorfield, Kitai, and a couple of small Pollocks. Through the conservatory, the dining room. Paolozzi, Chagall, Ernst. Through the dining room and back into the passage, mind the step and the Henry Moore bronzes. And over to the breakfast room. For Lewis, Duchamp and,
Modigliani.
Modigliani. That's about it for down here, apart from the bacon in the kitchen and the pissarro in the toilet. There's more upstairs, of course, but it's a long way to go. Now...
But isn't it dangerous, having all this lot? What about burglars?
Well, one takes a few extra precautions, but one doesn't want to live inside a fortified cage. Anyway, brace yourself, because here, in the drawing room, we have...
the guests.
Awful, aren't they? Still, keep your ears open. Might be some work for you.
Ah.
Commissioned.
Ah.
Yes. Oh, and over the back, of course, how could I forget? Through the smoke and between the hooray haircuts, you can probably just make out...
Tessa.
Your painting.
My wife. I wonder what she's doing now. Now, at this very moment.
Enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes.
Good. Me too. I just hope no friends of my wife eat here. Oh, and talking about spices, I've been reading about your husband in the paper.
So have I.
More wine.
I wonder what he's doing now.
More wine.
Now, at this very moment.
Me? I was stuck at the party. Well, not stuck exactly, since there were comestibles and imbibables, but the company. Lots of very long names, most of them with punctuation. I sidled around getting flakes of vol au vent in my champagne, looking for the aforementioned work.
Proposition for you.
Oh, yes?
Do commission.
Yes.
Do portrait.
Yes.
Do my horse.
Your what?
My horse. What's the matter? Charles by the leg?
No, but I've never... How do you get them to sit?
Sit? What do you think it is? Trigger?
Here you're a painter. Do some paid work.
Oh, certainly.
My house.
Your what?
My house.
Oh, your house. Oh, that's all right. Exterior or interior?
Both.
A series, oil on canvas?
Emulsion on plaster, gloss on woodwork.
Oh, no.
enjoying yourself? Getting anywhere?
No and no.
A word in your ear. Always ask for an advance on commissions. Be tough. Money's very tight these days.
I've noticed.
More champagne.
Listen, what do you do?
Me? Oh, I'm a dilettante when I can be bothered. Canopy.
And the money?
Family, plus investment. Bolivar.
Stops and shares?
Don't be silly. Paintings. Sobrani.
Cup of tea, Mr. Constantine?
Ah, yes, most kind, Mrs. What I came to ask was...
Whether I got one of Adam's paintings, I expect.
Ah.
I thought you'd be around.
Did you? Yes, most provident.
No.
You haven't got any?
Of course I've got some, but I'm not selling them.
But you haven't heard my terms. Listen, sale or return, 60% for you, 40% for me. That's normal dealer's commission. You won't get better than that anywhere.
Would you mind leaving?
Did I say 60-40? I meant 70-30.
Constantine, I've got a lot of romantic fiction to draw by tomorrow. I'm in the middle of a very complicated castle.
75-25, and that's my final offer.
And what does Adam get?
What do you mean? What does Adam
that's
get?
That's what I thought
what?
You'd say.
Now, wait
goodbye,
a minute.
Goodbye, Constantine.
Just a minute, here.
Mr. Constantine is leaving.
Good night, Sebastian. Thank you so much.
Bye, child. Take care. How sweet is that? Oh, thank God they've gone. Many more coats.
Just a couple, Mr. Fenwick.
Here they come. Oh, and Adam. Fruitful evening.
Couldn't look another Volavoy in the eye.
Did you have a coat, Mr. Bax?
I did, but it was a few years back.
Hasta la vista, darling. Save her. Au revoir. Oh, Adam, do come back any time. Have a look at your painting.
Shall I lock up, Mr. Fenwick?
Yes, do. Oh. And see if you can do anything about that front window. Oh. Oh, sorry, Adam.
You won't be selling mine off for a profit, then?
Adam, it would break my heart.
Well, we certainly wouldn't want that.
We certainly wouldn't. The only thing we'd want to break less is the bank, eh? Now, good night. Dos la danya.
Ciao. You weren't in bed, were you?
No, just on my second swashbuckler.
It makes you sick.
Hmm? No, it's not a cocktail. It's for the cover
these
of...
These people. This guy. Oh, he's got everything.
Yeah, right.
And on top of everything, he's got my painting. A slice of my life.
Yes, I know.
And what have I got?
Yes, yes, lousy well, but there it is. Been like that since the cave artists. All they got out of it was scraped knuckles.
I'm not just going to sit here and take it.
No, I'll make up a couch. You can lie down and take it.
I'm going to get my own back somehow. Why should he have the picture? I painted it.
Adam, in 10,000 years, artists haven't figured out a way of selling their work and hanging on to it at the same time. There is no point in you spending a sleepless night.
Oh, yes, there is. You get back to your swashbuckler. I've just got to think a few things through. Then we'll have some action.
Sir?
A nightmare.
Sir?
A break-in. A thief. Wandering around downstairs. The paintings.
Just a dream, Mr. Fenwick.
How do you know? It may be a premonition. Get out of bed this minute. Run down and check.
Yes, of course, Mr. Fenwick.
Terrible shock. Dear.
Mr. Fenwick?
Yes?
About your premonition.
Yes?
I'm afraid it's turned out to be hindsight.
Blood everywhere.
Really, Inspector?
The walls, the floor, even the ceiling. Spectacular.
I can imagine.
Not abnormal, mind you. With a slicing of the jugular artery, it's quite usual for there to be a pressurised gush. And, of course, with the head...
Severed.
Naturally. Lying at a distance of, say, where that radiator is. eyes popping.
What on earth was the weapon?
Oh, the usual. Scimitar.
Scimitar? And the victim?
John the Baptist.
John the... Con man?
Saint. Oh. Death of John the Baptist by Caravaggio.
Oh.
You don't know it? It's a masterpiece.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought you were talking about a crime.
I was. It was stolen last June. Private collection in Sussex. Nailed at Heathrow 2 months later on its way to America. Felon shared 15 years.
Ah.
That was a big personal success for me. You thought I was talking about a murder, did you?
Well, for a moment, Inspector.
Must have thought I was dreadfully bloodthirsty. Fearfully tough.
Well, must be off. Got some drunken disorderlies to deal with.
Yes, well, don't let me keep you.
Yes?
And put them through hell.
John is here.
Make sure they get sent down. Flogging's too good for them.
Inspector Quartermain.
Yes, Sergeant?
Fine for you, sir, Mr. Fenwick.
Oh, give it here.
Quartermain, what can I do for you? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, a Bax? Oh,
I'll be along.
They'll throw you out, you know.
What?
Warbling in the National Gallery. They'll throw you out for flippancy.
Oh, hello. Susan, what are you doing here? Studying?
Copying. It's compulsory in the second year. One morning a week, reproducing masterworks.
Oh.
I'm round the corner painting an ersatz Van Eyck.
Really? I'll come and have a look.
No, no, you'll put me off. You're much too expert. Come next week. I might have finished it by then. Actually, you know what? I'm planning to make such a good copy I can swap it for the original when no one's looking.
Nice idea. Can't be many second-year students with a real Van Eyck in their bedsit.
You don't think I'm going to keep it, do you? Forge some documentation, get it on the market, and I'm made for life.
Oh.
See you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I see. Oh, yes. It's very fancy. Stretcher eased out of rebate, canvas untacked, rolled up, taken away.
Oh.
Leaving you with an empty frame, empty stretcher and a pile of bent nails. Very neat. Very neat indeed.
Oh, it's dreadful.
The fingerprint boys will be here shortly.
Well, I doubt if they'll be much use.
I doubt if they'll be much use. Would you leave the deductions to me, please?
Well, I'm sorry, Inspector. It's just that there'll be fingerprints everywhere. I hosted a party last night.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know I was going to be burgled.
Well, it's a professional job. The thief was no doubt gloved anyway. Entry and exit through this window.
The lock was faulty.
Oh, marvellous. Invite any noted art thieves to this party?
Not to my knowledge.
And just as well for you, it's a specialised profession. I shall cast my net around all the known villains, check for alibis, put a watch on all the normal channels for disposal. Oh, get me a photograph of the backs, will you?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. But tell me one thing, Inspector. Why should the thief have stolen just the backs? And there's so much else around. Why didn't he take this clay or that Nero?
Seems obvious enough to me, looking at them. But then I haven't seen the backs yet. Good day.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to us.
You know, I think when that window catch gave way to the palette knife and the frame swung silently open, I think that was the best moment of my life.
The best moment of my life was when we got back out again.
Anyway, it's over.
Right.
You know, she's not a bad go-go dancer.
As go-go dancers go.
She went. So now all we've got to do is sell it. What do you mean, sell it?
Sell it. Restretch it, reframe it, and...
But you said you wanted the painting back. That's why...
Shh.
Yes, but look at it reasonably. It's an asset. Why have it sitting around?
Listen, I've got half a dozen Baxes at home. Let me give you one back.
No. They're yours. I want to sell this one.
Sell it how?
Well, what I understand is you've got to attach some false documentation stating, I suppose, previous ownership, bona fide sales, all that sort of thing.
Forged.
I'm a dab hand at lettering.
Oh, yeah, and then what?
Well, then you... Well, Robert, you're a man of the world.
Then you take it to a fence, I suppose.
Oh, that's it? You know any? Of course I don't.
Oh. But I do happen to know a man who's a bit dubious.
Yes.
Well, actually, he's got more fiddles than a Hooley menu in.
Oh, yes,
and
Robert!
And it is the last thing I do for you. All right?
so it was fixed. Next day at 4, between Robert's last class and the beginning of the rush hour, we'd go to see his contact, who was a man named Rivetti. Come the next afternoon, I was pretty excited. And in fact, it was just as I was about to get the painting out from under the mattress that...
Mr. Adam Bax?
Yes?
Inspector Quatermain.
Oh, the meters are at the bottom of the stairs. I'm sorry? Gas? Electricity?
Detective Inspector Quatermain.
Ah.
May I come in? It won't take a second. You should get that lock fixed, you know, on the door. There's an awful lot of thieves about.
Yes, I'll.
You mind if I take the weight off my feet?
No, but there's a shortage of chairs.
Oh, it's all right. A bed will do. Now then, I don't know if you're aware, but one of your paintings has been stolen.
No. I didn't know that. No, but very interesting. Thank you.
Belonged to a Mr. Fenwick. Of course, we're hot on its tail.
Are you?
Well, yes. And of course, I was very interested to meet you.
Were you?
Certainly. I mean, normally I don't have the opportunity to meet the artists I'm working with, as it were. Okay. Usually they're of a more classic status. Gainsborough, Titian, Canaletto. Need I go on?
Not unless you want to.
Anyway, it's fascinating to see how you live. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite fascinating.
That's it, then, is it?
Yes, indeed.
And what about the painting?
Oh, well, somebody's probably sitting on it somewhere. I bet they'll have to get rid of it in the end.
And that's when you'll catch them, will you?
Should do. It depends. Actually, between you and me and the bedstead, with an artist as previously unknown as you are, I mean, the painting could come back into circulation in any number of undetectable ways. Some of these small dealers, they're not as scrupulous as they might be.
Oh.
But there you are. That mustn't burden me with my problems. You look as if you've got enough to worry about. Cheerio. Cheerio for now.
And your man owns this arcade?
Used to be a photographic studio. You know, pornography. I used to touch up the models.
You what?
If anything wasn't the right dimensions, it had to be altered afterwards. Oh. I've got a family to support. Here's Rivetti.
Well, gents.
Hello, I'm Adam Bax.
No, not interested. Don't tell me. What you got? Roll a lino.
No, that's just for concealment. The painting's inside.
Oh, you're very smart. Get it out, then. Give us an ocular.
Here?
Well, don't worry about the punters. All they're watching is Martians. Oh, yeah, I see a bat.
Just hitting the buyers in a very big way.
Yeah. No.
No?
Very cold and stodgy.
Dodgy?
Sorry, Cocker. Normally I'd say risk it for a biscuit, but not worth my good name.
It'd have fetched £10,000 on the open market.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put it through the open market, would I, John?
Adam?
I'd be lucky to clear 5, so my 33% hardly pays a bus fare, does it?
I see.
Of course, if it was 50%...
50% of 5,000?
If that's what I can get for it.
Done.
What? Yeah?
Done.
All right, don't shake hands. Look shady.
Dodgy.
Ah.
Just give me the objet d'art and bring your wallet on Thursday.
Right. Oh, and by the way, I understand the thing to do is to take it to a small, not very reputable dealer. So, that's £1,250 each?
No, that's £2,500 for you.
You don't want any?
No, Adam. It was your painting, your idea, you stand in greater need.
But you helped, you drove the car.
Refund me the petrol, that's all.
But...
Not a penny or a word more.
Of course, German post-expressionist watercolours are a particular interest of mine.
But didn't you used to show Bax?
Yes, I think so. But the post-expressionist...
Oh, no, it really is a Bax I'm after. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tight-fisted old bat. Oh, dear, yes. Good afternoon. Sorry to keep you. What are you particularly interested in buying?
In selling.
Perhaps a German post-impression...
Interested in selling.
Look, what do you think this is, a pawnbroker's? You think I sit in here all day long, waiting to hand over money to people who come in the shop? Do you think that this is a... That's a Bax?
That's £6,000.
Where did you get it?
6.5. With questions, it's more expensive.
Agreed at the lower price.
Agreed at the higher price.
Yeah, agreed.
He had a terrible time selling it. Even once he'd found a dealer, negotiations went on half the night. He walked out three times, walked back, threatened to put his foot through the canvas rather than let it go cheap, and still he had to drop to 4,000. He said. Still, 2,000 for me was £2,000 more than I'd had in one go before, and it amounts to quite a pile when you've got it spread out over the kitchen table, which was where I had it. But then...
1,985, 1,990, 1,995, two... Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Don't come in. Oh, wait.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, Tessa.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
But you've got your arms full of £5 notes.
Have I? Oh, yes. How are you, Tessa?
I'm fine. I've been reading about you.
Yes, I wondered if you might.
I was passing by. I thought I'd look in and see if you were all right. You obviously are.
Yes, I suppose. What am I thinking of? Sit down somewhere.
No.
Yes, I'll just clear a space. Oh, damn.
Careful.
Well, don't worry. I'll pick them up later. It's such a mess in here anyway. I'll clear you a space.
No, really, Adam. I can't stay. I just look by.
I'll put the kettle on. No. We'll go out for a drink. No, we'll go out for a bite. No, we go out for a five-course, slap-up, no-expense-spared Indian meal. What do you think of that?
I think it'd be very nice, Adam, but I can't stop.
But you must. You must come. Tessa, this is the first time in my life that I've had any money. You can't let me spend it on my own. Please.
I'd no idea it was normal to pay for commissions in cash.
No, well, you know what these rich types are like. Probably some sort of tax dodge. Anyway, it's not important. Did you enjoy the meal?
Lovely. And a lovely evening, Adam. But now I have to be getting back.
Why? Are you keeping someone waiting?
Yes, the driver of the last tube.
Should have done it before, shouldn't we? When we were together. Maybe if we could have afforded to go out more, we wouldn't have...
Maybe. I don't know.
I miss you, though.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Terrible amount. Can't paint. Nothing.
Really?
Really. What about...
Me?
Yes. No. What about a coffee to finish, eh? A Gaelic coffee. Waiter!
Adam.
Yes, sir?
Two Gaelic coffees, please.
Sorry, sir. No Gaelic coffee.
No Gaelic coffee? What sort of a tandoori restaurant is this? Well, don't worry. Look, that's for the bill, that's for you, and we'll have Gaelic coffees at the studio.
But I'll miss the last tube.
No problem, I'll get you a taxi. Come on. It's only instant.
Some things don't change.
Yes, well, this'll stiffen it up.
Actually... I haven't had a lot of fun either.
Haven't you?
These past months. And then when I opened the paper and saw you again...
Tessa,
what about all this money on the floor?
Oh, well, I'll clear it up tomorrow.
Are you going to get any more commissions?
Well, there's something I should tell you about that.
Is there?
Yes, about how I got the money.
I'm tired. Tell me in the morning... And close the curtains.
Certainly. There goes the 8:15 to Yeovil.
Adam.
Looks as though it's going to be a nice day.
Adam, is that true?
Oh, yes. Stole it, fenced it, the lock.
Adam, you're still such a child.
You don't believe me?
Oh, yes, I believe you. Adam.
Yes.
Come back to bed.
Certainly. Oh.
When you have eliminated the impossible, Sergeant, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Not the butler, sir.
If for the night in question all the well-known art villains have alibis...
Cast iron, sir.
Then the crime can only have been perpetrated by an unknown villain.
Ah.
Now, while this in theory narrows the field of suspects down to almost the total population of the British Isles...
Plus the continent within flying time,
all we have to do in practice is to sit back and wait for him...
Or her.
...to give in to the temptation to strike again. Which he will. Only next time he won't be so perfect.
They all make one little mistake, sir.
And we'll have him.
Excellent.
Elementary.
Adam, Tessa, you're together again. I'd heard such dreadful things. Parting tears, heartbreak. Let me look at you. Wonderful.
I'll get you some coffee.
What brings you here, Constantine?
Oh, just passing, just passing.
Up the staircase or down from the roof?
In the area. Adam, dear boy. What have you got for me? I can clear the gallery in 2 weeks. What do you think?
I haven't got.
I know. Doesn't have to be a lot. Give me 2 big canvases. That's all I ask.
Yes, but the problem
is... Wait. Then maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 if you can manage it. 10 if you've got them. Small oils. This big, eh? Nothing. We'll spread them out and then... Yes, okay, to fill up, don't worry. Drawings. You know what I mean? Drawings.
I haven't got any drawings.
It doesn't have to be drawings. You doodle on the telephone pad, tear it off, give it to me and I'll sell it. Frame it up nice
Constantine,
and I'll sell it.
Constantine, I haven't got
right?
anything.
Yes, okay. What do you mean?
I'm not working. Look around. Do you see any paintings? Big, little?
Where's the telephone pad?
I haven't got a phone.
Constantine.
What's this?
Coffee.
Oh, yes. Look. Okay. A month. A month from today, we open the exhibition. That gives you 31 days painting.
31 days?
That's fair. It could have been February.
Constantine.
And we'll have an opening. What do you think of that? A big affair. Choice of wines. Red or white.
Drink your coffee
right,
and go.
Right. You'd better get started.
I'm not going to do it. Look, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in painting. I haven't got everything I want. Why should I stand in front of an easel 10 hours a day?
For the money!
But I don't need the money. That's the rub. I just don't need it. Cheerio, Constantine. The door's this wooden thing you came in through.
You are mad. You know that? Worse than mad. Stupid.
Don't worry, Constantine. Maybe later in the year, we'll see.
I think you were with us, second to last. Oh.
Probably. Come on, Robert, it's the last race. Now, what do you fancy for it?
Oh, you're really happy, aren't you?
Oh, Robert, I can't tell you. These days, fantastic. Tessa, too.
Yeah, great.
Oh, here, that's the shortest cue. Now,
what about painting?
Painting. Yeah. What number is he?
You. Painting. Don't you miss it?
No, why should I? I've earned a rest.
Well, you didn't exactly earn it.
What do you mean? That was my canvas.
Yeah, but it didn't belong to you. It doesn't matter. I just think it'd do you good to start work again, if only for the job satisfaction.
What job satisfaction? You know what job satisfaction is? That.
And how much have you got left?
Enough. Don't you worry.
It's bound to run out.
Come on, Robert. Let me put something on for you.
No, thanks.
Yes, yeah, suit yourself.
Next.
I'll have a tenor on Monkey Puzzle to win, please. But, of course, it didn't. And, of course, Robert was right about the funds.
Well, that's it. No more money.
Are you sure? Have you looked everywhere? Under the bed?
Adam, we cleaned up ages ago. There aren't any more notes lying around.
I don't understand. I know we've been spending, but I... Look, I'll tell you what. We won't have the place decorated. I'll do it myself. That'll be an economy.
But it won't bring any more cash in. I'll go out and look for a job.
No, I'm not having that. That's what went wrong before, you working to support us. This time it's my turn. If anyone's going to work, I am.
All right, I'll get in touch with Constantine.
What for?
About an exhibition.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
It's the only way.
Oh, no. Slaving away to provide him with his 40%? No, thanks. No painting.
But it's what you've always done.
Which is exactly why I'm not doing it again.
Then, how else can you make money?
Well, I can... Well, I can...
Yes?
Tell you what. Why don't we take a stroll down the West End and find out what's coming up for auction?
If I'd done it once, I could do it again. But I wasn't going to steal just any old backs. It had to be one that somebody was about to sell, about to clean up on. It was a fortnight before a contemporary art auction was announced, and another week after that, till a Colonel S. Dalby, retired, entered a back self-portrait. I looked in the phone book, and there was Colonel S. Dalby, retired, and there was his address. I was on the way. But this time I decided there was going to be nothing hit and miss about the job. I put a lot of thought into how I was going to do it. Before the actual theft would come a proper recce. But first thing of all, I was going to set up the sale.
I know they're increasing in value all the time, mate, but I'd say you're chancing your arm going for another batch.
Well, that's my speciality, see?
And that's exactly why you're chancing your arm, pal. Get yourself a trademark, you're halfway to being banged up.
I'll take the risk.
Well, you got bottle. Have you looked over the site?
I'm going tonight. Will you handle it?
If you lift it.
Fine. And then there's just one other thing, my friend. You took me for a ride last time. That was out of order. It's not going to happen again. This is a real moody blag, and if I come out with a result, I'll get a big drink, you get a peanuts. Right?
I'll tell you the truth. And the truth is, I don't like it. No offence meant.
Oh, none taken.
Good. I think it's rubbish. Doesn't even look like you. Don't know where I picked it up. Not my thing at all. No, as you can see, what I collect is a...
Weapons?
Yes, swords, mostly. Basically, I'm a sword man.
There's some very interesting specimens.
Interesting? Unique, half of them. Take that Indian saber above the fireplace. Go on, take it out of its scabbard.
Right.
Whew. 4-foot blade, honed steel. Cut a man in half at a slice. Some lovely inlay work on it, too, eh?
Yes, delightful.
Now, that's a work of art. Yes. But you're daubing. Still, I'm told it should fetch 12,000. Can't see why, but there you are. Gift horses and mounts, eh? Eh? You listening?
Yes, just admiring your flat. Jewel-screwed sliding sash windows with wired-in vibration detectors.
What?
Nothing. Thanks for letting me see the picture. I'll leave you in peace now, shall I?
Yes. Time for the afternoon nap. When you get to my age...
Quite. Ben Dumbler, rim and mortise locks on the front door.
And being without Maisie...
No chance of jimmying. Sorry, Maisie?
Yeah, she's away till Thursday.
Ah.
Getting herself pregnant, I expect.
Ah.
Yeah. But weren't you leaving?
Oh, yes. I'll show myself out.
Good.
Maisie. Must be his daughter, or his granddaughter. Anyway, she's away till Thursday, so it'll be tomorrow night.
What's the place like?
The Bank of England, secure. He must be worried someone's going to steal his precious hardware. He's got so many precautions. Even the louver in the bathroom. I went for a pee. Has got the glass blade cemented in. Mm. I tell you, he's even got a spot-welded grill on the gas fire ventilator in case a troop of circus midgets try to crawl through.
Sounds impregnable.
Plus, in the front hall, an open-circuit pressure mat. You step on it, contacts meet, bells, lights, action, and 5 carloads of law screaming up outside.
Sounds impossible.
Yes, well, it would be, except he's forgotten the skylight in the kitchen.
What?
Oh, it's locked. Fearsome great brass things, but the wood's rotten. One pull and it'll come away.
Yes, but the flat's on the first floor. How are you going to get up there?
Start the stopwatch and count me down.
Oh, right. 3, 2, 1, 0.
There's a 7-foot wall round the perimeter of the building, but there's a 20-foot tree next to it. Up the tree, onto the top of the wall, drop down, squat.
15 seconds.
Make sure no one's disturbed. Crouch low, run across the lawn, hit the wall of the block, stay flat.
25 seconds.
Now, this building hasn't been repointed in years. You wouldn't believe it. The bricks are full of toe holes. So it's straight up a drain pipe. No barbed wire, no anti-climb paint, no problems. Over the gutter and onto the flat roof.
60 seconds.
Lever the skylight.
That'll wake him up.
His bedroom's at the other end. He won't hear anything. Down onto the fridge, down onto the floor, pause, breath back. Then down the passage into the front room.
90 seconds.
Over to the far wall, pick up the painting from behind the sideboard, frame and all, put it under my arm, leave the room, through the hall, step over the pressure mat and out through the front door.
120 seconds.
What do you think?
You love it, don't you?
I do. You know why? Because it's a craft. That's what it is. A craft.
But you'll be careful.
Of course I will. Roll on tomorrow night.
37, 38. Oh, I don't believe counting sheep ever worked for anybody. Do you, Maisie, eh? Oh, well. poor old Maisie. Sent back from the kennels. Returned to unit. Too big to mount. They should have other, bigger Dobermen, shouldn't they?
Since I've seen any action, I'm afraid, Mr. Bax, that your little number is up.
Oh, my God.
As they say in the old Indian cavalry charge.
Oh, my God.
His heart, I suppose. He was dead before he hit the ground.
What did you do?
I just ran. Out the flat, out the block, out the grounds. It must have been half a mile before I slowed down.
And you still had the painting?
It was under my arm. I hadn't thought about it. And by then it was too late to take it back.
What on earth would you want to take it back for?
Well, I don't know. Some sort of atonement.
Oh.
Tessa, I killed him.
Don't be ridiculous, Adam.
I did. If I hadn't been there, it wouldn't have happened.
Adam, pull yourself together. If he had a bad heart, he was bound to die sooner or later.
Well, aren't we all?
Yes, but his sooner or later were much closer together. If it wasn't last night, it would be next week, the week after. There's no point in lingering on.
No, I did him a favour.
You did everybody a favour. Yes, this is definitely one of your best, you know, self-portrait. Don't you think?
Look, I can't look at it. Get rid of it.
Of course. Straight away. What's the best way of...
Burn it!
Burn it? Adam, this is a work of art. We can't just burn it. And what's the best way of contacting Rivetti?
That's how we found him, sir. With a sword in his hand. Forensic hasn't had a chance to look yet, but there are no visible signs of violence on the body. So it looks rather like...
He intended to commit harikiri, but frightened himself to death first.
I hadn't thought of that, sir.
Or else he disturbed an intruder.
Oh, that's what seemed most likely to us, sir. What with the alarm?
And the missing painting?
The what, sir?
Oh, no wonder crime's on the increase. This corpse owned a painting by an artist called Adam Bax. It was due to come up for auction. I think I'm safe in assuming, although I shall make a search, that the painting is not now here.
I see, sir.
All it takes, Constable, is a little research, a little thought. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, let's start with a look in the bedroom, shall we?
After you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, get off! Constable, get him off!
Well, I didn't expect to see you again this side of Parkhurst.
Here's the painting.
Read about it, didn't I? What'd you hit him with?
I didn't hit him.
No, that's the spirit. He just keeled over automatic-like. A word in your ear. It wasn't premeditated. You didn't go in there with a sawn-off bit of your cue secreted down your trouser leg, because that is 30 years, Tosh. It was a simple accident involving a loose chair leg, if you follow me.
I don't.
They'll believe you. They'll do a deal. They're reasonable men, the old Bill. They just want to get you inside. 10 years. They're happy, you're happy.
I'm not going to get caught.
Yes, well, yeah, of course. What gets me, though, is you go down to Scrubs, half of them still can't believe they have been. They're sitting there on the bunks with their faded pin-ups and their bucket for bodily functions, staring out through the bars, and they still can't...
Are you going to look at the painting or not?
All right, but you've had my advice. Let's have a look. Oh, you've knocked it, haven't you? Tear at the top here.
It's not important.
Hello, hello. I thought you were part of the decor, love.
The tear's nothing. It can be fixed in an hour. It won't show.
You say. Your opinion. My opinion is restoration costs money. 500 off.
All right.
All right. Give it back.
What?
What?
If you don't want to take it at the agreed price, give it back. We'll go elsewhere.
Wait a minute. We'll negotiate.
Nothing to negotiate about. You're happy, we're happy. Goodbye.
I'll take it.
Bye. That'll be £6,000, please.
I'll get it to you by Friday.
Ah, I'm afraid not. We can't let the picture go without the money.
So what do you think? I carry around £6,000 and use onces?
No, but you've got a checkbook, haven't you?
Oh, checkbook, right. Oh, banker's card. Take access to you, American Express. That'll do nicely, sir.
Just a check will be fine. I trust you. I know it won't bounce. Because if it did, I'd have to alert the old bill to the fact that most of these machines have got Property of London University Students' Union stamped on the back. Goodbye.
Of course, I always knew she was very capable, Tessa, very practical. But up till now, it had usually manifested itself around the house. Cooking, changing fuses, unblocking the drains. Anyway, we cashed the money and we started to spend it. But somehow things weren't quite the same. It had begun to pall. I was lacking something.
I've got to paint.
You are painting. Very nice, too. Lovely job. You missed a bit up by the door handle.
No, you don't understand. The feel of a brush full of paint. Dipping it in, transferring it, making a mark. I've got to start again.
On canvases?
On canvases.
Adam! That's wonderful. If you really feel like it. Shall I phone Constantine?
No, none of that.
Sell them ourselves?
No, there's going to be nothing to sell. Well, not for a while.
What?
But you see, all the public wants is more of the same.
Yes.
Yes, but I'm a different person now. I've got to paint differently, and I've got to work at it. It could be a year before I've got enough to show.
A year?
And even then, it probably won't sell.
Adam, we'll starve.
No, we won't. We've got some money. We'll just have to live simply like we used to.
Oh, no, I'm not going back to that. Well, this is stupid. After what we've been through, after what I've been through, doing any jobs I could get just to keep us going, I have a right not to return to poverty.
I could put up with it.
And I couldn't. You're not listening to me, are you? All you have to do is turn out what people will buy.
Well, I'm not going back to that.
Adam!
No! Oh. Careful, it's wet.
Paint!
The finest collection of German post-expressionist watercolors in central London. Oh, 10 years devoted to the four corners of the globe scoured. Yach, why do I bother?
You're not very good at this, are you, Constantine?
Not very good? Listen, art dealing is my life. It's the only trade I've ever known. I hate it.
But these watercolours are an offence to the eye. They're dreadful.
Of course they're dreadful. Why do you think I can't sell them?
Well, why don't you show something better?
Because I know nothing at all about art. That's why I wouldn't know what's better. Listen, when I was a kid, you know what I wanted to be? A dentist. My parents, bohemians, would they hear of it? Be an artist, Constantine. Live in a garret. Give up this idealistic dentistry. A garret, I get acrophobia. So this is the compromise I end up with.
Very sad.
Too late to go to dentistry school now. And this place...
Could provide a good living, if you knew something about art. Or if you had a partner who did.
A partner? Don't be crazy. This gallery couldn't support two people.
Yes, it could. Correctly run. And I'd bring my own capital.
You? You want to go into business?
Yes. I want to stand on my own two feet and go into business.
You have been busy. This place could make a spread in the Sunday supplements. Quieter, too.
Double glazing
as well. Oh, yeah. It's a very nice job. Excellent. You can tell it wasn't done by a professional.
Now, how can I help you?
Well, I was thinking of having some put in myself. Perhaps you'd like
to... I'm a painter.
Yes, that's what I thought. That is what I thought. But then, where are the paintings?
What paintings?
What paintings? X, as they say, exactly. I knew when I first came here there was something missing from an artist's studio.
No art.
Well, I was just...
No oils, no brushes, no mucky easel. No smell of turpentine. Where's the money coming from? Give me the facts, Bex.
Well, I've been...
Earning?
Yes.
How?
Commissions.
Prepaid commissions?
Yes.
Prepaid, unfulfilled commissions.
Ah, but I'm going to.
Who's
what?
Whose commissions?
Some rich guys I met at a party.
How much?
It's none of your business.
But it is, Bex. Everything's my business because I'm a detective inspector. Not gas, not electricity. Everything. Your story stinks, Bex. Even if I was a drainage inspector, I'd think it stank.
What?
Listen. Whoever stole the painting of your wife from Fenwick was very careful with it. He didn't just slice it out of the frame with a razor because he cared too much about it. And whoever stole the self-portrait from Colonel S. Dolby, retired, deceased, knew his way around the place, knew where it was, because he'd been there before and he'd seen it, because he had an excuse to go and see it. Now, who could that be, Bax? Eh? You have a think about it.
And the day wasn't over yet.
Adam?
Hmm?
Are you still awake?
Too quiet to sleep.
What happened this afternoon when I was out?
Nothing. Where did you go?
Nowhere. Adam, I want some money.
I'll go to the bank in a moment.
More than we've got.
Money, it clings around us like a shroud. That's all we talk about. I'm sick of it.
But I need it.
I'm not changing my mind about the painting.
And there's only one alternative.
I can't do another job.
It won't go wrong again.
It's not that.
It's just nerve, that's all.
I can't.
Adam, don't make me say this.
Say what?
You will do another job. You've got no option. I know too much about the ones you've already done. I could tell anyone at any time. Of course I wouldn't. But you'll do another job, won't you? For me.
I never got to sleep that night. But my mind went always round the mess I was in. But in the end, it came down to one big decision. Steal another painting or not. Next morning, I went out. I needed to be somewhere I could think.
I think it's in 16, isn't it? The character.
Yes.
Did you see them in the time of the
Hi.
Oh, yes. Susan. Hi. Did you finish the Van Eyck?
And a Giotto, and a Ruysdael. Couldn't affect any substitutions, though. The warders are watching me like hawks.
What are you copying now?
Nothing. It's not worth starting. Term ends next week. And straight after that, I'm crossing the Channel.
Holiday?
2 months painting round France. If the money lasts.
Sounds idyllic.
Oh, doesn't it, though? I can't wait. I could really do with a break.
Couldn't we all? Couldn't we all?
Years. I'd forgotten.
Mm.
It's dreadful, isn't it? Should be you who forgets traditionally. Well arranged, Adam. To our anniversary.
To us.
Well?
I'll do it. The job.
Will you?
It'll be dangerous.
It needn't be.
It will. The police are on to me.
How do you know?
A man called Quatermain. He's been round. But I hope I can get away with one more.
Are you certain?
No, but I'll try. The only thing that worries me is...
What?
What'll happen afterwards? To us?
If it fails?
If it succeeds. We won't be the same, will we?
Of course we will.
We won't be as close. There'll be something between us. There'll be the knowledge that you persuaded me to do.
Oh, Adam, we'll be as happy as always. Why shouldn't we be? We'll be as happy as we are now. There now. Don't think any more about it. Let's order.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Where is it?
Kent. Small village between Orpington and Maidstone. House just outside the village. Detached, isolated, looks good.
It's the best job.
It's the only job. The only back's coming up for auction. The owner's away, the house is locked. I asked discreetly in the village pub.
Oh.
It means I can't look the place over, but on the other hand, I'll have it to myself once I'm inside. What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
So, I reckon it's on for some time this week.
You're very cool.
Why not? It's just a job. And then afterwards we'll split the proceeds. That's what's on your mind, isn't it? You need a lot of money for something special. I'm not asking what, but I don't think it concerns the two of us.
Adam,
No, don't say anything. You want to make sure you get the funds you need. No use relying on a favour from me afterwards. We'll split the proceeds, won't we?
Will we?
We will. Should be worth about 4,000 each. I hope that's enough for you.
Get your head down.
All right, sir.
That's better. Couldn't see the telly. His office is so cramped. What are you doing, Sergeant?
Just trying to bring the files up to date on the back case, sir.
I shouldn't bother if I were you. We'll be closing them very soon.
We're a bit short on evidence, sir.
Ooh, just shot the sergeant, Sergeant. We don't need evidence. We'll have him red-handed.
You're certain he'll have another go?
Have a go is right. A man's nothing but an amateur. He'll have another go, and I know where he'll have another go. All I need to know is when, and I'll find that out.
I hope you don't mind me asking, sir, but you're convinced it's Bax.
Who else could it be?
Oh, I haven't seen you for a while.
No, I've been...
Painting?
No. This place is quiet. Coffee finally clear them out.
Our term ends on Friday. Final year students have already left.
Keen to put all your good education into practice.
You must be kidding. Jobs? We're better off following your example.
You don't believe that.
I don't know. Look, why don't you come round for dinner at the weekend?
Ah.
You can't.
Afraid not. I think I'm going away.
Oh, when?
Saturday morning, very early. I wanted to say cheerio.
For long?
I don't know. Depends.
On what?
Cheerio, Robert.
Cheerio, Adam.
Tessa, my dear, how are you? Have you got the money?
What happened to the post-expressionist?
Sold them cheap as a job lot to a hospital.
Very charitable.
Moorfields. When can you get it?
How much will I need, exactly?
Exactly? Well, listen, I thought we'd kick off with an exhibition of something really popular. Say, 19th century marine, billowing sails, straining before the wind, plenty of horn blower. What do you think, huh?
What'll it cost to mount?
You're choosing the pictures, but at least 8,000.
How much?
My dear, I thought we were going into business properly. Can't you get that much?
I can get goods in kind.
What do you mean?
And since we're going to be partners, I'll need your help to get them.
But Tessa, my love, I don't understand.
Listen,
what...
Adam is going to burgle a...
What?
Adam is going to burgle a country house in Kent. Steal one of his originals.
But this is criminal.
With your help, I can lift it from Adam. It's worth 8,000. It's your future, Constantine.
Oi.
Inspector Quatermain.
May I come in?
Where's your warrant?
No warrant necessary. Just making inquiries concerning two burglaries and a suspected manslaughter.
Ah.
When did you last see your friend Bax? Ma'am?
I don't remember.
I'm sure you do. Think about it. Take a second or two. Time's up.
Ages ago. We went racing.
I see. And the date?
The date?
It'll be on the calendar.
Would you fetch it for me, please, ma'am? You see, sir, I have a feeling a third burglary is about to take place just outside London.
Oh?
Would you know anything about that?
Nothing at all.
The calendar.
Ah, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's see. Ah, racing. 25th of May.
I really don't know how you expect us to...
Just a moment, sir, before you hinder the police in their inquiries. Saturday, tomorrow, Adam and Tessa. Dinner.
Oh, but they can't come. They're not going to be in town.
Are they indeed? Not going to be in town tomorrow. How fascinating. If I could just use your phone a second. Hello, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
It's on.
Of course, I'd realized from the start there was no possibility of getting away with it. None at all. I knew that. Still, there were last-minute arrangements to be getting on with. The only way to travel down to the site was by car. Luckily, I can't drive, so Tessa had to hire it in her name. Meanwhile, I had a couple of ports of call. First, the bank.
Yes?
Afternoon. My name's Bax. I'd like to clear my account, please, if that's possible.
You want to take it as cash?
No, just a small amount as cash. The rest I'd like transferred to my wife's account, please.
Mm-hmm.
And then the travel agent.
Folkestone Dieppe.
That's right.
One way, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock ferry.
Yes.
Just have to wait for a second. This new technology is marvellous. Yes. And, pow! Well, no problem with availability. Now, how many tickets would that be?
Just the one would be enough. As I say, there was no chance of us both getting away. I'd seen that from the word go.
We're getting near.
Yeah, yeah, so you can slow down. Mm. We don't want to get any closer. Now pull off the road.
Yep.
Stop by that bunch of trees. They'll provide some cover. Was this the best car they had?
At short notice.
Switch off the engine. Now, the house is about half a mile over there. What's the time?
2:40.
A couple of hours till dawn. I'd better think about getting started.
It's cold.
I'll try not to be too long, but I can't promise anything. Don't switch the engine back on. Just wait.
All right.
Oh, and Tessa, if anything does go wrong, you'll want to clear out quick. I got you this boat ticket.
What?
So you can get abroad. Wait for things to cool down.
I don't want to go abroad. Why should I? I haven't committed a crime. Put it away, Adam. Nothing will go wrong. You're just nervous, that's all.
Maybe.
You better go.
If I'm not back in an hour, wait. But if I'm not back by first light, you'll see it coming up over there. Go. All right?
Adam.
See anything, Sergeant?
Just getting the infrared adjusted on the glasses, sir.
Don't cook your eyes. You were saying?
Was I? Oh, yes. I've made a few inquiries on my own account, sir.
Have you?
Yes, sir. And it seems that it's Mrs. Bax who's been spending all the money of late.
How fascinating.
Plus, it was a painting of her that so much care was taken over. Plus, she's close enough to Bax to get all the information on his work she needs.
Yes, but...
Plus, it seems it's her bank account that's got money in it, and she took out a hire car today.
Oh, this was a bright initiative on your part, Sergeant.
Oh, thank you, sir. So, it could be a case of, as Maigret says, cherchez la femme. Ah, that's focused. There we are. Signs of life.
Where?
Over in that corpse, sir. Clapped out, looking hatchback, woman inside, man approaching here. Have a look.
You took your time.
Not on purpose, I tell you. If you'd have given me some better idea of where you were going to be...
How could I know? He was giving directions. All I guess is that we'd be near the house.
I shouldn't have come, really. What am I doing? What are you doing, Constantine? I hate the country. Even in Hyde Park, I don't go. And on top of that, violence?
Probably not.
Probably not. Probably he just hands the painting over. Fancy meeting you here. You want this? Certainly. Take it. Go. Be very happy together. Take it from me. Violence will be necessary.
Just a tap on the head, that's all. I'll take his attention. It'll be easy. Wait behind a tree for him.
It's freezing out there.
It's freezing in here. I don't see the difference. Look, pick this up outside. It should be enough.
I don't like it.
Constantine, this is no time to get aesthetic about large stones.
I don't like this business.
Well, it's too late now. He'll be back any minute. He'll come from this direction.
Why?
Because it's the direction he went in. It's where the house is.
Oh, no.
It is.
Oh, no, Tessa. Believe me, I have been walking round long enough to know. The house is over there.
So, what's over here?
Nothing. Only the main road.
Oh, that's better. Now then, where's all the traffic? Oh, terrific. Hey! That's it.
Oh, thanks.
Stay down there. Who are you, the wild man of the wood?
No, I'm trying to get to Folkestone. Are you going? I've got to catch the ferry.
What, with no luggage?
Travel light, best way.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, really, look. I've got my passport, got my ticket. Come on, I can't miss the ferry, please.
All right.
Oh, great.
On the trailer. I don't trust you. Hitchhiking in the dark.
It's not dark. Look, over there. Dawn's coming up.
Damn.
Hey, what's up? What's happening?
Dawn's happening. We're going. Get in.
Then stop the car.
Get in.
Inspector. The cops.
The robbers.
Sir.
Shut up, Constantine.
Yes, certainly, but I have a feeling we're being followed. What's the crankshaft?
Shut up, Constantine!
Good morning, Mrs. Bax. Mr.
I'm not giving my identity until I've spoken
to my... Shut up, Constantine.
Tessa. But she'll talk her way out of it, won't she? Maybe. She might even convince them who the real culprit was. Though by then, of course, I'll be away.
What are you doing here?
Going to France, Susan. What else is there to do in Folkestone at 6:30 in the morning?
But why didn't you say you were going to France when we met?
Because I didn't know then. I decided afterwards.
Cigarettes. Oh, thank you. Duty-free and Cousette's on B-deck. Restaurant and bar on A-deck. Oh, patent trip, eh?
Yes.
Yes. Lend me your gear, would you, Susan? Just the watercolours. I want to do a celebratory sketch. The last view of England.
Standing at the rail, looking out over the town, the country stretching away behind. The colours. Pale cadmium, yellow ochre, raw sienna, Indian red, cobalt blue, French ultramarine, brown madder, Payne's grey, ivory black. My to palette to paper. Time stood still.
There, what do you think of that? A new bat.
Sorry for the delay.
Adam, that's just...
Sorry for the delay. We'll be leaving shortly.
Brilliant.
What?
Brilliant.
What was that he said?
Oh, we've been delayed. You were too wrapped up.
How much delayed?
Oh, I don't know. Quite a while. Look, they're casting off now.
Oh, Thank God for that.
So long, England! Sir Pete! Adam, look!
What?
Over there, coming down the hill. Do you think they're trying to catch the ferry?
I shouldn't be surprised.
I wonder if they'll make it.
I wonder.
Craft was written by Guy Meredith. Adam Bax was played by Norman Rodway. Robert, Geoffrey Collins. Quatermain, James Grout. Tessa, Carol Boyd. And Constantine, Neville Jason. Susan was played by Helena Breck. Fennick, John Rye. His manservant, John Webb. Nutley and the Sergeant, Colin Starkey. Colonel Dalby, Gerard Green. Rivetti, Michael Percival. And Beth, Ellen McIntosh. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.
Thinks he's got away, does he? Thinks he's home and dry. Well, let me tell you, Adam Bax, you don't escape so easily from...
Inspector! Here's the phrase book.
Right. Here we go. Hello? Hello? Le...
Commissari.
What? Commissari de Dieppe? Ah, bonjour. Je m'appelle l'inspecteur Quatermain. Quatermain.
Quatermain.
Well, look, it doesn't really matter. Hello, hello. Vous êtes toujours là? Thank you for that. Listen, il y a an artist...
Traversi le Monti.
Exactement. He's coming across the Channel. Et si vous pouvez le... Oh, Sergeant, what is it?
Oh, hang on a second, Inspector. Can't find a section. Eating out, sightseeing, shopping trips. Well, doesn't seem to be anything on arrests.
Look, si vous pouvez apprehendre le malfaiteur... Hello, hello. Oh, sacred blue, the man will be halfway across the world before these frogs...
Dunkirk, spirit, sir. Shall I go out and commandeer a small boat?